This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Rescuers are hopeful they can find more survivors in the rubble of that condo building that collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. 9 people are known dead, but more than 150 are still missing. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Our top priority continues to be search and rescue and saving any lives that we can. And our brave firefighters are telling us that that's the right thing to do.
AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says the search has to be very slow.
We have to shore, we have to stabilize the best we can as we're moving through the area, because again, if there is a void space, we want to make sure we're given every possibility for survival.
In the meantime, FEMA head Deanne Criswell says many families without a place to live have already registered for aid.
We are going to be working with them directly, face-to-face, as they learn how to apply for assistance and navigate the federal system.
I'm Shelley Antler.
The miserable heat wave continues across the Northwest. The Weather Service says highs will soar to more than 30 degrees above normal in parts of Washington State and Oregon. It was 112 in Portland, Oregon yesterday, 110 in Eugene, Oregon. Thousands of people have been losing their electricity in the heat wave. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes near the border between Iraq and Syria, targeting militia groups it says are backed by Iran. The U.S. says the militia groups are using unmanned aerial vehicles to attack U.S. troops in Iraq. The UN human rights chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the U.S., is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent. This is AP News. Britain has been wrestling with an increase in COVID cases. Here's our Karen Shamas.
Great Britain has seen a peak in the number of new coronavirus infections, reaching levels not seen since February of this year. The jump in cases comes at a time when the National Health Service is running a Grab the Jab initiative to further drive up vaccination rates. Over the past week, almost 100,000 people tested positive. That's a 50% increase from the week before. Government scientists consider the new strain to be 40 to 80% more transmissible than the previous dominant strain. It accounts for nearly all the new cases in the UK. Karen Shamas, London.
Mike Gravel has died, a former senator from Alaska who read the Pentagon Papers into the congressional record. He confronted Barack Obama about nuclear weapons during a later presidential run. Mike Gravel was 91. He represented Alaska in the Senate as a Democrat from 1969 to 1981. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.